Well, today, February 14th, is the feast day of two brothers, Saints Cyril and Methodius. And they have a fascinating story. Saint Cyril, his name was Constantine before he became a monk, and his brother Methodius were born in Thessalonica, which is in Greece, about the year 825. Cyril was a brilliant philosopher. He studied at the university in Constantinople, was ordained a priest. His brother Methodius was in the civil service. He was the governor of one of the Slavic areas in the empire, but later on he left being a governor and became a monk. And then the two brothers decided that God was calling them to become missionaries, and so they went to Russia and began to spread the faith in Russia, and of course he had to learn the language. A few years after that, they felt called to go to Eastern Europe, place called Moravia. And there again, they studied the language of the people, began to know the Slavonic tongue. And eventually, they were the ones who translated the sacred scriptures into the language of the people. And for this, Saint Cyril devised a special alphabet, which is still used in Russia and many of the Slavic nations today. He and his followers eventually was called the Cyrillic alphabet. I'm sure some of you have heard of that, named after this great Catholic priest and missionary and evangelist. One of the things they did was they said Mass in the native language of the people. Again, this is way back, 1,000 years ago, about the year 860. So they said Mass in the Slavic language. They gave homilies in the native language of the people. And because of this, there was a lot of opposition, especially from the German bishops, who were very suspicious of these two men from the East. And they accused Cyril and Methodius of many things, and they were sent to Rome to defend themselves. So Cyril and Methodius went off to Rome to explain their case to the Pope, and of course the Pope approved of what they were doing, continued to tell them to preach in the native language of the people, to say Mass in the native language, and that the Pope wanted both of them to be consecrated as bishops, and then they could return to continue their missionary work. However, in the meantime, Cyril died before he could be consecrated a bishop. Methodius was made a bishop and returned to Moravia. But again, the German bishops accused him of many different things, and a synod of bishops had him imprisoned. And so poor Methodius was in prison for 2 years before the word got back to the Pope, and the Pope ordered him to be released. But even after he was released, the tensions continued. So as you can see, when you're dealing with weak, sinful people, even within the church, there can obviously be difficulties. Not because the church is the bride of Christ, that's the divine aspect of the church, but the church certainly has its human aspect because it's made up of individuals who all have original sin and their own personal sins. So even obviously within the church, because it's both human and divine, you'll sometimes run into situations like this. So again, after Methodius was released from prison, he went to Rome again to explain what he was doing, and again he received the papal approval for what he was doing, and he continued to spread the faith until his death. So what do we see in the life of Cyril and Methodius? First of all, a great missionary zeal. Their love for God, their love for souls drove them really to the ends of the earth to spread the gospel. And they particularly, we owe a great debt to them, the Slavic people, because they translated the sacred scriptures into their own language and how important it is to have the word of God, to have sacred scripture. We're so blessed we can go to any bookstore and buy a Bible for $5 in our own language, and yet these people, without the help of Cyril Methodius, would not have had the sacred scriptures to learn from, or the Mass in their own language. So really they're called the apostles to the Russians, Serbs, Ukrainians, Bulgarians, Czechs, and Slovaks, and Croatians. The work they did back then continues to bear fruit today. I think the last thing we can learn from them is their perseverance. Even though they were criticized, they were imprisoned, and they people tried to stop the good that they were doing, they persevered and continued to spread the faith. So we pray, St. Cyril and Methodius, pray for us.